In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Microsoft makes available its virtual reality software. We'll find out why coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. The jockeying for position in the VR market continues among tech giants, and now Microsoft wants hardware and software makers to use its Windows holographic as the foundation. Joining us with some perspective on the move is Jay Green. He writes about Microsoft for the Wall Street Journal. Jay, how big of a deal is this?
Well, it's an interesting sort of foray into this emerging world of mixed reality devices. There are other companies that want to get a piece of this world as well. Google a few weeks ago announced its plans to create an operating system for virtual reality devices, and so now Microsoft has come out with its plans to do the same.
We should take a moment here to explain what mixed reality, augmented reality, and how this is different from what we were talking about before with just virtual reality.
Sure. So virtual reality are devices like Facebook's Oculus Rift, for example, and they immerse users into a digital world where everything is created for them. Microsoft's HoloLens is similar, but it uses technology called augmented reality, and so it overlays digital elements onto the user's view of the physical world. And mixed reality is sort of an umbrella for both of those types of technologies.
Any sense for the kind of reception that holographic will likely receive with this latest news?
It's a very good question. Microsoft's history has been about creating a platform for both hardware makers to build devices with and developers to create applications on top of, right? That's what Windows is. And so Microsoft is hoping to transfer that expertise into this new world. But, it's interesting. Google is making a play here, and there are other companies with very deep pockets and motivated to, dominate this world on their own. So I think Microsoft is going to have a challenge on its hands. Now, that isn't to say it won't succeed, but it's a very different era. I think there are developers that like using Microsoft's tools, and so I could imagine this having some success. It's hard for me to imagine it being the next Windows, for the virtual reality or mixed reality space. But, I think Microsoft certainly has some technology here that folks are going to want to use.
Seems like an awfully competitive and crowded space out there. What else should we be watching for in the months ahead?
Well, I think the key will be to see what hardware makers use Microsoft's technology. Right now, Microsoft signed up a handful of hardware makers. I mean, there's some big names. Particularly chip makers like Intel and AMD and Qualcomm. But the key would be to see other hardware device makers creating virtual reality or augmented reality devices that use Windows holographic. That would be a big win for Microsoft.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green in Seattle. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now you can also look for us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.